104 NUE Mobile.
There, good afternoon. What you up to today, SN0TR?
I'm headed to the wedding site. My son's getting married today, and I am headed to the venue to be a part of that.
Relations, that sounds great. I'm just sitting here, excuse me, drinking a cup of coffee, and Bernice gave me an emergency to try to get me going, and watching the neighbors riding up that big hill out in front of the house on bicycles. Oh, it's a lot easier going down than it is coming up.
Makes me tired thinking about it. They must be young, are they?
The guy is a retired senior chief, and they just bought a home down the road here from us, and he was a para-rigger. And the first time I met him, I said, I hate para-riggers. And he said, why is that? And I said, that's where you got duty, for shore duty. Whenever they give you shore duty, they make you an aggressor at survival camp. And he really got a laugh out of that. And he said, yeah, you're right.
Funny. Well, you know, all the groomsmen, I don't know exactly what they're planning on doing to their vehicle today, but I have built took the horn off my Bobcat, and I'm gonna take the lens cover off of his brake light. And I'm gonna wire that horn into the brake lights and screw the lens cover back on. So every time he pushes the brake pedal, the horn goes off, and he can't get to it to take it off.
Yeah. Oh man, I won't say how low that is. That's really low. I've always considered putting one of those Uga horns on my lawnmower, but I don't know if that little battery on the lawnmower would take a surge like that. So I never did. Harbor Freight's always got them for about $12 or so. And I thought I'd use that on my neighbor, but I never did put it on there for that reason.
I had a remote control. It's got a little antenna on it that you know, for gate openers and things like that. But I couldn't get the controllers, the remote controllers to power up. I'm not sure what I've done to them, but I was going to hand out three or four of those remote controllers and, you know, just let the groomsmen have a field day with it all the way to the little bed and breakfast they're going to stay at. But I couldn't get it to work, so I'll just hardwire it in, I guess.
That's that one you put under the brake lights?
Right. I'm not going to put it. I decided not to put it underneath the dash. I brought some screwdrivers, and I'm going to actually unscrew the lens cover and screw the horn inside the light and put the lens cover back on. How many... grooms, you know, of gonna have a screwdriver in their pocket on the day they get married.
Well, I've always carried a Swiss Army knife all of my life, so I can't comment on that.
But we're gonna get it on film, and we've always played pranks on one another, so you know, don't think bad of me. This is just last prank Patty's got on his son before he moves out, so it's all good.
And if that don't blow the fuse on that brake light and make certain that he has brake lights.
I'll fill a fuses too.
A fella to have around. I won't say good after I heard that. We used to put those smoke bombs on the cars whenever they'd start them, and you can buy them at the firecracker stand, but I heard one day somebody did that and caught a car, and I thought, no, I ain't going to do that ever again. again.
No, I won't do that, but they may switch cars on us. I don't know. I got a couple of the groomsmen watching out to see what, you know, if they got any kind of tricks they gonna pull. But you know, it's all the way down here in Iva. I'm not sure exactly where Iva is. I think that's near the Georgia line. But anyway, that's where I'm headed, and that's what I'm up to today.
Well, I'll say he's got a great dad, so he'll probably excuse you. Although he might lose his bride over it, but... no, I don't know where I was at either, Chad, but I'm sure there's a lot of people that do.
Now, I'll just head that way and then see what I can come up with, I guess. Can't be too many wedding venues in Iva, the way I figure it.
Well, I wouldn't think so. Sounds like a little one. Oh, so, did your antenna job work the other day? I don't know if you put it up for Patrick or Daniel.
Yes, we need to straighten out on it, but all in all, it turned out to be a good day. You know, we got to spend the day together and aggravate each other. You know, that's all part of it, picking and carrying on with one another. We did a lot of that, so we had a good time.
Like fun. Iva, is that in South Carolina or Georgia?
South Carolina, but I'm thinking it's right on the line. That's what I'm thinking.
South Carolina, in the town of Iva, we are defined less by boundaries on a map than the sense of shared something or other here. Let's see what it says. I guess I got to click on it, Chad. Well, was it raining when you put that up?
It sprinkled for a couple of minutes, but just kind of moved on out. Tom, you can also check for Star and Iva, I think, are pretty close to one another.
Well, I didn't see a map. Have you used Waze on your phone? It's N0TR.
Got onboard navigation here in the truck. I'll just tell her to find the city center for me, and she'll take me right there. So that's kind of what I'm planning on doing, I guess. And now I get close enough, I'll just call Anna and find out where, you know, exactly where she is, I guess.
Well, all right. I was looking at Star. And, oh, gosh, let's see. I'm trying to figure out where I'm at by zooming it out. Well, it's south of Anderson on Highway 81. And directions here says, I don't know how many miles it is, Chad, but it's down that ways anyways. You know how to get to Anderson, of course. I guess you're going down I-85, aren't you?
TR, I lost you, Tom. It's here, TR, KO4 in UE.
Well, I said it's south of Anderson. On Highway 81 goes right into Star, I see. And, I'm sure you're probably going down I-85, aren't you?
Where's the Uniform 2 Tango Mobile?
There's some information. Where's Iva or Star, South Carolina? We know where Star is now. You know anything about it, Rusty?
Star is down that way, and then Iva is just beyond it. It's there down along the same road going out of Anderson, going down beyond Anderson.
What?
Is that on 81, Rusty?
Yeah, I think they're both on 81, but I know when you get to Star, there's a sign that points to where Iva is. It's been many of years since I've been there, but that's what I that's what I remember last, was once you get to Star, you'll see a sign indicating where Iva is.
Yeah, it's on 81, Chad, I see that. Star Elementary School, 81 goes into it anyways. I haven't found Iva there on a map yet, but I'm sure it's in there.
I'll find it. It won't be that big of a deal. I still got a ways to go, I guess. But anyway, well, I'm going to duck on out of here, Tom, and let you and Rusty have at it. I'm just going to try to enjoy the ride, I guess. Feel like I'm, I don't know, a little sad, I guess. Feel like I'm losing my son today for some reason, but, you know, I'm excited for him and her both, I guess. Cable 4 NUE, I'll be clear. Y'all have a wonderful day.
W2 T-Mobile.
Hear you. Nah, you've just gained a daughter-in-law. You haven't lost anything, but I understand what you're saying. It shows Star and Iva water and sewer, so they must be awful close there. And, it is definitely on Highway 81 out of Anderson, Chan. But I guess I zoomed in the wrong place, so I don't actually see Iva there. But you can find it, no doubt about that. You used to find everything with a compass. So I got faith in you. Take care. Congratulations, Chad, and I hope you have a wonderful time. And a safe time, I might add, you ornery devil. KO4NUE and 0TR73, Chad. Go ahead, Rusty.
I drove by a couple of service stations up here, and my heart took a real beating. 369 on one side of the street, 379 on the other, and 439 for diesel. Oh, I could say something about that, but I'm going to leave that alone. That just makes me mad. Anyway, so Tom, what are you and Bernice up to today? I'm on my way to go to the Olive Garden for a little bit of lunch today.
No, it's 3:36 when we tanked up there at in Taylor's a while ago at the Walmart, Rusty, and it's 3:79 for diesel. Well, Patrick said, boy, you better grab that because it ain't going to be that for very long. And Chad, I just found Iva. You don't have to answer. It's just straight on south of Star. I'm trying to see the number on that highway. It's also on Highway 81 on down to Iva. I'm going to zoom in on that right quick here, Rusty. Yeah, just keep on 81. It goes right on down to Iva. 413 also goes into Iva, it looks like. Oh, we went to Aldi's, of course, and then went to Walmart. I'm not sick or anything, but I just felt lethargic today. And so Bernice gave me an emergency, and I just finished off getting regenerated with a cup of coffee here. And, oh, I'm going to go out and visit the girls in a little bit, talk to KB4CBA for a bit, and just sitting here on my can, enjoying this beautiful day. Now, I want to get outside. It's supposed to be 80. And my weather station says it's 80 right now with a southwest wind at 2 to 6. Go ahead, Rusty. W2T and 0TR.
Oh, yeah. Well, my thermometer in the car says it's 77 here where I'm going up the road, so yeah. Anyway, and I'm going to get into the yard. I got a couple of small trees I want to cut down to here. Little small things. I just want to drop them in the backyard, in the back area, and let them drop, fill in a little bit more of the area back there, the hole that's back there in the back corner of my yard. I'm probably going to bring in a couple of truckloads of fill dirt here later this month, first of next month, and dump down in there too and spread them around so that I get a little bit more fill in back there and level the yard out a little bit because it drops way off back there once it goes that way and see what I can do. Anyway, well, I'm going to head up here and I'm going to go eat lunch at Olive Garden. And then I'm going to run across to Wally World or to Lowe's. I mean, not to Wally World, but to Lowe's or Home Depot, one, and give me one of those little short hoses that goes between my hose reel and the faucet, because the one I've got is started leaking. And you know how that goes. When they start leaking, water goes everywhere. WU2 T-Mobile.
Yeah, they have. I know at Lowe's they got one. It's for campers, and it's real short. But I'm amazed here. I just clicked over to Fox News on the, I don't have it on the TV other than the local station. And I haven't been watching that much of it. It's depressing. But I can't understand this. You mentioned the gasoline. The headline here says, ban it. Pelosi says Americans funding Putin's war machine with Republicans. Demand Biden stop funding Putin's war with oil purchases. Well, we were producing in excess of several hundred thousand barrels a day and exporting it. If you just open up the drilling and the fracking and let that gas line proceed up there north, where you eliminated 12,000 jobs. I guess they want to look like heroes by doing this now, but my concern's for the American people, not for what those idiots look like up there in Washington. And I mean, on both sides, Rusty. But I can't imagine her saying that, can you?
I understand this. The other night when the when he did the State of the Union address, I guess that was Tuesday night. Or Wednesday night, Tuesday night, I think it was. I understand there was some friction between all the parties and both parties and the president concerning things he had to say and all that too. So, you know, I'm just glad I'm not part of that going on up there, because I think I would be out to I would keep myself in trouble up there, and don't want to do that. Oh, I see my Aaron's Rental store is moving over here in Spartanburg. They're moving from their store on Reedville Road up to a new store up here at the Walmart shopping center here at Dorman Center. So they're moving into that area, taking over one of the bigger places over here. And like you said, it's nice outside. I'm gonna get out when I get back and see what I. You know, get a couple of things done out in the yard and get things down. I was on the phone with Mr. ND7J this morning, and all we talked. I'm going to do some more photography with him later, starting in April and June and August and November. We're going to go do a few horse show pictures somewhere. And I've asked him to come down and see about helping me replace my front porch. And all, it's starting to deteriorate, you know what I mean?
You?
Like you, I mean, you know, I'm still going strong out here. I don't know about you. You were just complaining about feeling blah, so I figured it had to be like you. No, it's only been there, the porch has only been there, 35 or so years, you know. It's about time I had a new one put up.
Never. Well, maybe I did, but I resemble that. Bernice is over here, but what are you baking, Mom? A fruit cocktail pie. I know she's been looking for fruit cocktail, and it's been out. And, I might, one more comment there on the gas. It's killing guys like Patrick and that on the price of gas and everybody that drives a big diesel. But the French president visited with Putin today, and he said he was just as, I guess you'd say, grouchy as ever, and said the invasion's going as planned, and they're not going to stop it. So we need to stop those oil imports because we're feeding them money. I heard that the ruble was less than 1 cent, and they're having to run on their banks and that. Because of all these sanctions and that, so maybe they are working some. And the Russian people are upset with it. But I think if you cut that gas imports off, you cut off the supply of money. And that would be an owie. Well, that's good. You're getting your porch fixed. We just got lawn work and that. I think everything else is in good shape, knock on wood. And I hate to see the pollen coming. I was going to park the car outside, but Bernice just washed it a few days ago and it's still white. And it's better than yellow.
Yeah, I don't think you want to do anything about that because the pollen is nasty. My silver car is looking kind of yellowish this morning. Well, I've arrived. I'm going to go inside because I'm starting to get hungry. My bowl of cereal gave out hours ago. And I'll catch you later. And you and Bernice have a good afternoon. And don't eat too much of that fruit cocktail pie when she gets through with it. N0TR, W2T, I'm clear.
Okay, Rusty. Well, she's making the clanking in the background, and she researches these different recipes all the time. That's her hobby, she says. And she tries them out on me, and I'm just beginning to show it, so thank God for summer. Talk to you later. 73's Rusty. W2T and 0TR. Clear.
And your hobby's eating, right, Tom? And 4ZLK.
That's right. It's her fault I'm fat.
Me too, and I appreciate that because I love to eat as well.
But try, you know, a piece or two of whatever it is, and then I always tell her, well, give it to Mikey. Mikey's the guy on the old cereal advertisement or whatever it was of a morning. Give it to Mikey. Well, Tim, my neighbor, always say, well, here, Mikey, Bernice made you something else. They just love Bernice. It sends her old TR.
I hope, though, that you don't give it to him with bites taken out of it. I hope you cut slices.
Yeah, Tim's wife don't cook. Tim does all the cooking, and he does a good job. And then the fellow across the street, his wife lives between here and what's that other town? Oh, down by Georgia, anyways, down just across the line. So she's here part of the time she isn't, and she don't bake, so Bernice shares with all the neighbors, put it that way. And it's something nice we can do. And I will say, I'm very blessed, Shane.
And we all are to a large degree. And I'm hungry, too. I'm headed over to meet a couple guys that I work with for lunch. I'll be there in a couple minutes. So I'll say goodbye to you today, or for a little while anyway. I might hear you later on. Enjoy your day, Tom, and Miss Bernice, enjoy it. And keep feeding him. I know you have to put up with him. Maybe that'll keep his mouth full. He'll be quiet. N4ZLK.
She's stirring something up over there with that fruit cocktail pie, is it, Bernice?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. But I told Patrick, and he was down in the area this morning, and I don't know if you could pull in there or not, but at any rate, the gasoline was $3.38 and diesel was $3.79 at Walmart's and Taylor. And Patrick said, well, you better get it then, Tom, because it ain't going to be that way long. Just thought I'd pass that on, Shane. N4ZLK and 0TR. See you later.
But fortunately, I take mine back to the building and they fuel it. Well, the guy that drives it at night fuels it. I can do it too if it gets lower, but he usually keeps it topped off. And it doesn't cost me anything. I just get paid to do it, which is the best way. I just can't do my personal vehicle there. All right, have a good day, Tom. Good to hear you. N4ZLK.